What's going on, Jeff fans? Matt O'Leary back with another video. I wanted to talk about why it kind of feels like the Jets are stuck with a loser mentality, and they've lost a lot of games this year. They are not a good football team. They are 3-13, very likely to finish the year 3-14. It's an embarrassing season, and I just don't know how you shake off the stench of a game like yesterday, 42-10, not competitive, or you know, a season like they've had this year stacked on top of the decade of losing seasons. They haven't had a winning season since 2015 and a 15-year no playoff drought. And like, it's clear what the Jets are doing, right? They aren't actively trying to win games. They've started a UDFA quarterback who doesn't belong in the league, let alone starting games for the last month. And like, I know there's been a lot of Aaron Glenn fire talk and the whole thing, and I get it. He hasn't been good. He drastically has to improve in 2026, but I think he's going to come back next year. I think they made it pretty clear that they're going to bring him back. So I just don't, I don't have it in me to yell and scream and scratch and claw and, you know, go on these rants about Aaron Glenn when they are fielding the roster that they are. And when they've made it so clear that he's coming back next year. All that said, though, it still has like this feel to me that with guys in the locker room, that they just have this loser mentality that they can't shake. And there's a couple of examples, you know, recently after this, you know, most recent effort, 42-10, after the game, Aaron Glenn questioned the Jets' effort. He would later walk that back earlier today. But Jermaine Johnson, someone who was supposed to be a leader on this team, was asked about it and had this to say.
When we spoke to AG just a few minutes ago, he said he was upset with the overall effort today of the team. What's your take on that?
I mean, I got to go watch the tape. I'm not sure. I just kept telling myself. And it's funny, we talked about commitment before the game, and regardless of the record and everything else, you know, all of us signed to play here, and you know, we all made a commitment to this team regardless. So that's all that was going through my mind. I'm committed to this, and I said I would do something. So I just tried to make sure every single play, I was giving the team all I had, and you know, I'm not sure with everybody else, but I felt like, you know, my teammates were playing hard, but you know, got to look at the film, and again, everybody just got to be a thumb pointer and see how it can be better.
He snickered. He chuckled at the idea that the effort wasn't good enough in a 42-10 loss, and then ran to social media after to post his tackle for a loss on his Instagram story when they lost by 32 points. They also got a taunting penalty when down, I think 35-3 at the time. That you just can't, that's a loser mentality. It just is. I'm not saying that Jermaine Johnson, you are a loser, Brees Hall, whoever else, like just the overall mindset of this team isn't where it needs to be. Like when you get blown out like that, I don't think the response should be, again, if you want to bill yourself as one of the leaders on this football team and someone who the Jets should be building around, and I get it, he's been injured, but hasn't played very well this year, and then he's going to post the one highlight that he had from the game on his social media. And then like Brees Hall, for example, you know, live tweeting the Sunday night game. It was a great game. I watched the Sunday night game. It was an awesome watch, but has a tweet saying, you know, talking about how easy other offenses around the league make it look. And like, yeah, no, that's obviously true. When you look at how bad it's been for the Jets on offense, not only this year, but just for an extended period of time. I'm not disagreeing what with Brees Hall is saying, but is that the right way to handle it? To fire off some tweets about how, you know, the Bears and the 49ers have it so easy on offense, implying, you know, the Jets struggles when you have one more week to go. It just feels like there's almost one foot out the door. And then Sauce, I know Sauce is traded. I know he was traded, but he was a part of that 2022 draft class. And these three players that I talked about were big parts of the Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas era. shockingly, Sauce had another tweet that he was defending himself that he would later delete when he was talking about like the record of the two teams that he's played for this year and how well individually he's done. And look, do I think some of the Sauce stuff gets over the top? Yes, of course. But I don't think it does you any favors to run to socials and post about it. I think that's part of the reason why these things continue, is because you know you're going to get a rise out of the guy. And this is just a continuation of what we saw in the Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh era. It was everyone pointing the blame at someone else but themselves. And the mope and the woe is me New York Jets. You know, it was, you know, Saleh complained about, you know, the quarterback play, and Douglas blamed everyone else, and Rodgers last year threw multiple teammates under the bus. And again, it's everyone else's fault but my own. And there's very few guys on this team who do that. And I just think it's interesting that Harrison Phillips, who got here in August, is one of the guys breaking the team down before the game yesterday. And a few years ago, forgive me, the safety, his name is escaping me, they brought him in a couple of years ago, and he's the one who's breaking down everyone in the huddle on the defense. The guys who are supposed to be the leaders on the team aren't leading. And I don't know how you fix it. I'm not necessarily saying like you can't bring back Jermaine Johnson and Breece Hall and they got to go and you got to gut this thing even more. I don't know how you fix it. I think winning games obviously helps things, but this isn't something that just goes away. And it's, again, happened over multiple years in a row now. And it's tough enough as a fan of this team to watch them play the way that they have for a majority of this season and be as bad and inept as they've been as an organization for the last 15 years. Like that's hard enough. But then on top of it, you have everyone there complaining and just have this mope and loser mentality. Like, it's like one thing goes wrong and it's out. Well, we tried. Pack it in. Let's move it on to next week. And I get it. They're running out the clock on this year. The game against Buffalo in week 18 means nothing to these guys. But aren't you tired of just being completely embarrassed by your divisional opponents, them toying with you, New England taking timeouts to, you know, just for the fun of it, just to mess with you, running up the score? They were up 35-3. And it could have got worse. They could have ran it up to like 70-10 if they really wanted to. They pulled the starters in the third quarter. But the trick plays from the Saints, I chuckle because I don't have an answer. And I would think these guys would be a little bit more embarrassed than what they are. And the rookie, Armand Membu, who hasn't been here very long, and maybe this is the good thing, he felt like one of the few guys who cared. He's getting into a scrum before halftime because he's tired of getting pushed around and getting laughed at from the opposing team sideline. And that's been a thing that's been going on for years. In, what was it, 2021, the Eagles beat the shit out of the Jets and just embarrassed them. And they ran the ball down the Jets' throat. And they were essentially laughing. And then the next year or 2 years later, the two teams play again and the Jets have the upset win and the Jets are happy because they could find, you know, they stuck it to the Eagles. And a lot of those same guys were there a couple of years ago when they were trying to clown on the Jets. But it's just, it's been way too long of teams dunking on the Jets. And it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And it feels like there's just this stench and loser mentality with this football team. Let me know what you think. I'm Matt O'Leary. Subscribe if you're new, and I'll catch you guys next time. We'll be right back.